Hello, and welcome to another episode of the World Athletics Podcast. So this is your chance to relive some of the best moments from the World Athletics Championships here in Oregon.
Impossible to pick a highlight tonight because it's all been amazing. World and Olympic champion Gail Devers is alongside me. Gail, pick a highlight if you dare.
I cannot. Too many. I mean, my heart was going up and down. This was a great night, full of excitement. So happy for the shot putters. Discus, everyone. I mean, I can't pick one.
Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce was bidding for a fifth world title over 100 meters, and she delivered. Sharika Jackson took silver, Elaine Thompson-Herra the bronze, but Fraser-Pryce was unmatched from start to finish, and her glittering list of achievements goes on and on. Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce getting out well, and she has done. She's bidding for a fifth world title, and she's going to do it. Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce from Elaine Thompson-Herra. Five world titles, five over 100 meters. She needed a quick start. She got a quick start, and with it, she takes the glory. At last, Elaine Thompson-Herra does get her hands on a world championship medal, but it's silver, because it's glorious gold once again to Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce. Absolutely incredible performance.
She had the race from the start. She got out, she moved through the middle, and she kept moving. She wanted it so bad. You saw throughout the year, she was working on her 200, working on her ending speed, because everybody knows that she can get out for 60. Can she hold it? She just showed, yes, I can.
What a run, and what a champion. Five world titles over 100 meters. Four individual medals at the Olympic Games over the 100 meters. Arguably the greatest 100 meter sprinter the world has ever seen, male or female.
I agree. The GOAT.
What a champion, and what a way to deliver. And by the way, for the statisticians among you, it is the third time this season she has run 10.67. She got the start she needed, and she was never to be threatened. It was Jackson, actually, who took second place. Thompson-Herra got the bronze. She did get her world championship medal. Jackson, on paper, had the quality to threaten Fraser-Pryce and Thompson-Herra. But it was not to be the gold for the Jamaican. Silver this time. The same three women on the podium, but with a different order. The Olympic champion Thompson-Herra this time plays second fiddle to Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, who simply does not know how to lose a world championship final over 100 meters. And how the party will start tonight here in Eugene and thousands of miles away in Kingston. A wonderful moment for her and the proud Jamaican island. Brilliant from all three of the medalists, seven of the eight women running inside 11 seconds. I mean, realistically, how many more years do you think we will be watching Fraser-Pryce and Thompson-Herra performing at this kind of level? I mean, they are in their early to mid-30s. We really should savour these occasions because there won't be too many more.
But they're getting better. They're getting better with age. If you think about it, you look at the time that they were running, you know, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, what she was running 5-6 years ago to what she's running now. She's running faster now. You know, so she could be that fine wine. Gets better with time.
Shelly-Ann, I think you had the biggest smile of anybody that I have seen at this competition. This looked like a really special win for you.
Yeah, it's definitely special. It's my fifth World Championship 100 title, and I'm doing it being 35 when so many persons believe that when women turn 35, it somehow diminishes our, you know, our gift, our talent. but I'm able to still line up and to compete, and that is very special because I've been competing with so many other women throughout the years and they're not competing anymore, and to be able to still be here just to show other women that, you know, you can start from anywhere and you can still experience success, not in your 20s but in your 30s, and it's still going to be meaningful.
And sprint races are often won in hundredths of seconds, yeah, or tenths of seconds. What about the margin of your victory?
Yeah, I mean, I knew I was in good shape and I just needed to execute. There are so many things that can happen in a finals as an athlete, and you're thinking about so many things. So to be able to come away with the win is always good, because that way, you know, whatever it is that needs to be fixed, you can fix it for the next race.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I can't wait to see the 200 metres because Sharika Jackson will feel she's got a point to prove, because remember, she eased down in qualification last year. And you can argue the 400 metre specialist has got her best event at the two, especially after winning the trials in 21:55, the third fastest in history. Loving it. Loving it from Fraser Price, and so are the crowd.
Something I heard Shelly-Ann say, it says people don't really understand where people come from. We are products of our environment. You have to heal from your journey. They push you and motivate you. Track gives her that control, always looking for the next level to elevate and inspire. That's what she did tonight to so many young kids, too.
Dina Asher-Smith, by the way, in fourth, equaled her national record of 10.83. Kambunji, 10.91. Great performance from her. Hobbs, 10.92. Talu, 10.93. Only Jefferson didn't break 11 seconds. Seven women inside 10.95. That is quite some quality.
That's a great final. Great final.
The 110 hurdles was devoid of the Olympic champion. Hansel Parchment was injured. Devon Allen, the fastest man in the world this year, was disqualified for a false start. But running like lightning was Grant Holloway, a successful title defence for him. He was disappointed with the silver in the Olympics last year, but it was a glittering gold once again. This time at last they are away to a roar from the crowd. Holloway all on his own in the centre. Cunningham going well in the battle for second place, and there's a big medal on offer for bronze. Holloway successfully defends his title. Silver for Cunningham and a brilliant bronze for Martinez of Spain. The youngster who crept into the final in Tokyo has stormed onto the podium in Eugene. But let's take nothing away from Grant Holloway. He should have won the gold in Tokyo last year. He was tight, he was nervous, but tonight, in the most extraordinary drama that none of us could have predicted, Holloway's nerve held good, and he's on the phone. He's telling everyone, this is my patch, this is my stage, and once again, I am the champion of the world.
That's exactly what he said. He came through a lot, like you said. This was a... nobody could have... you know, imagine what was going to happen. You have two empty lanes, drama on top of drama, but yet he still came through.
When I first set off on my goals at first meet in Boston, I said it was to win and defend, you know, win the indoor title and defend my outdoor title. So I'm definitely excited with everything going on, my training and everything. It works. You know, Coach Holloway has a great blueprint, and I always follow it. I got a little shaky when I wasn't running. I kept getting rained out and delayed on meets and everything like that. But I never lost faith in his training. I never lost faith in myself. And that's what trust is all about. You know, me and Coach Holloway have this bond, and we did everything that we had to do.
How excited are you for what's to come over the next 2 years? Are you going to keep this domination going?
Absolutely. That's the main goal. I'm looking forward to it all. And it's just one of the things where, you know, I just continue just to work towards my goals, and mostly anything can happen.
I think his celebrations will last for quite some time, as will those of Ryan Krauser. The Olympic champion had never won the world title. He completed the collection, and in some style, it was a clean sweep for the United States.
It was a dream to just be a world champion. I think any young track and field athlete dreams about being Olympic champion or world champion. And I don't know if the thought ever crossed my mind at that age when I was 12 years old throwing down in this ring that I would win a world champs, my first world champs here. But 17 years later, here I am, and it was truly just a fantastic night. The atmosphere was amazing, and for the U.S. to bring home a sweep is really the best part for me. We've talked about it for a long time that the U.S. has been so dominant in the shot that we could win a sweep, but it's been elusive. And so a huge congratulations to Joe. He competed as always. We expect to see him on the podium. The MVP of tonight was definitely Josh Awatunde. 3 personal bests, a fantastic competitor, and truly the atmosphere in the crowd brought out the best in him to secure that sweep for Team USA.
Krauser taking the title very close to where he grew up. Another Olympic champion was hoping to add the world title to her collection, and she did it. Katie Najot, after a difficult season where she's had trouble bouncing back after the Olympic title, she came out on top 12 months on. Najot, 485. She is the Olympic champion, world indoor silver. Oh, gives it a wobble. Brilliant from Katie Najot. She's not far off PB territory here. She is the 4th highest vaulter in history. And she has moved into the lead with that clearance. She can't believe it. The crowd can't either.
It's hard to put into words. There were so many times this past year where I considered retiring because I'm like, if I can't even get excited to compete and to practice, and I leave practice every day crying because I how do I keep going? And I knew I still wanted this somewhere in me. It was just like that adrenaline and was broken. It just would not switch on. And so to come out on top, there's no words. I just, crying on the podium is about the best way to describe it.
You had all those emotions after winning
I hope so. I do think so. I've really felt a lot more like myself this past month. I will say my Achilles was a mess this last month. I got some tendinosis and bursitis, and I think getting to channel that anxiety into something physical kind of took my mind off of, you know, the mental aspect. So in a way that might have been good, but yeah, I am feeling really, really excited for not just this meet, but my, you know, future career. I want to go through 2024. I want to try and defend my title. I want to now try and defend this title next year, you know, so it's, yeah, I'm excited.
What a morning it was here at Hayward Field. Joshua Cheptegei came off the final bend at the end of the 10,000 meters, desperate to successfully defend his title. The Olympic champion, Selemon Barega, went backwards, and as he did so, Cheptegei edged towards another moment of history, successfully defending his title. His compatriot, Jacob Kiplimo, taking the bronze. Mburu picked himself up after a fall to take the silver for Kenya, but all the applause belonged to Uganda. It was an extraordinary race in a fantastic atmosphere. This is a huge group of hugely talented men. And take a second to listen to the noise. It's deafening here at Hayward Field. Who is going to create history? This is the stadium where they say, feel the glory. Any one of these men could win it. You're watching a very, very special race here. Cheptegei, the world champion, the defending champion, driving for glory for Uganda. They'll be on their feet in Jinja, in Kampala, but they're also on their feet in Addis Ababa. Aragawi hasn't been burnt off yet. Barega's in second. Cheptegei opens up a meter. The crowd are roaring for Grant Fisher. No Americans ever won a medal in this race. Cheptegei, the world champion. Can he win it again? Last year, he was burnt up by Selemon Barega. But the champion from Doha is the champion once again here in Eugene. Cometh the hour, cometh the Ugandan. That is the best performance we've ever seen from Joshua Cheptegei. He was under so much pressure. Barega has had a great season, Last year, it was a 53-second last lap that cost Joshua Cheptegei the gold. This year, it's Cheptegei who's run 53.4, and that is why he is now a multiple world champion over 10,000 metres. They threw everything at him in that race, and just as he found in Doha, he had the answers. It hasn't been a perfect season, but it's been the perfect finish. I've never heard a noise like it on the last lap of a 10,000 metres. This world championship is delivering again and again and again, and Joshua Cheptegei is the champion of the world and the toast of a proud nation on the other side of the world.
Yeah, this one is actually very special to me. To come here in the United States, where I started my international career, track career, way back in 2014. This is really home for me. You know, it's the making of a star, and now I come back with yet another great display of the senior championship.
And it's a big improvement, 14 meters
and 43. Appreciated you as well. What was the atmosphere like as you were running massive personal?
I think it's typical and great of the fans because they are familiar with the person really cheering. I really want to thank Hay Whitefield. I want to thank the fans. It was really spectacular. I'm really grateful.
And while the crowd roared for the distance running specialists on the track, they were also in exceptionally good voice for the field events. What a championship it's turning out to be for the Americans, and what a championship for Brooke Anderson. She launched the hammer out to 78 metres 96 in the last round, already knowing gold was secured, and the reception she heard reduced her to tears.
Brooke Anderson composing herself. What a mix of emotions. She knows she's got that gold medal, but she wants to put on a show here at Hayward Field with one last mammoth effort. She roars. She's focused on where this hammer's going to land, and look at that! A huge sixth round throw from your champion, Brooke Anderson. And finally, she's going to let the emotion pour out. So many of this crowd on their feet, and Brooke Anderson is brought to tears. Look at her, from the expression we had just 20 seconds ago. She was all business. She's gone one last throw in my 2022 campaign. But Brooke Anderson lets the emotion come out now.
It hasn't really quite set in yet. I was looking out earlier and I was like, man, I'm a world champion. But it just even saying it hasn't set in yet. I'm just very fortunate to have the competition that I did have. It didn't start off the way I wanted it to. But I knew if I just stayed into it and just focused on like the little things that I can control and just progress from there, that it would get hopefully better and hopefully enough to win a medal. So.
We saw you throwing the track, that lap corner just looks.
Yeah.
What were your memories of it?
Just being able to shake everyone's hand and just taking pictures with random people, like who are my supporters, and I appreciate them to the max, because without them, like their energy, you could definitely feel it in the comp, and it was especially my last throw. That's a throw I don't think I'll ever forget. Just having all that energy, and they started the clap, and usually I don't throw on a clap, but I just couldn't shut it down because it felt right. Just here, being it here and on my last throw and at the home stadium. So
the medal ceremony for that men's 10,000 meters will be at the conclusion of this morning's session, so stay with us.
Definitely from my country, a little bit of all of them, I guess. My country, myself, my coach, he deserves a lot of the credit, my family, all my supporters, everyone that's helped me in my career thus far, honestly, to get to this point. They've all played a role in it, and I'm very, very grateful for all of them. So. I am. Yeah, I've cried in a lot of interviews, and it's hard. It's just hard because all the emotions are hitting at once. But definitely my coach deserves a lot of the credit. He's been with me countless hours all throughout college, and then between like moving different jobs in different states and everything. We've just put in a lot of hard work and effort to get to this point, and he's helped me tremendously. So, yeah, I owe it to him.
What a superb victory for the American. Rogers taking silver, Kasanovoid making it two medals for the Americans. Earlier this morning, Tamarat Toller was out on the roads of Eugene, turning a world silver from 2017 into a world gold in 2022. a fabulous run in the men's marathon, just outside 2 hours, 5 minutes.
As the leader now heads down the home straight, Tamara Tola will be world champion. What a run this has been. An extraordinary championship race that has had all the qualities, lots of patience and indecision by the pack. But this man was the first to make a big decision, and it was a decisive decision. The 30-year-old silver medalist 2017, 5 years ago, gold medalist today on the streets of Eugene. He is world champion, Tamara Tola. What a run, 205.35, breaking the championship record by a monstrous margin, as Geremu surely now heads towards the line and looks to be making it a 1-2 for Ethiopia.
Many congratulations. You broke the championship record. How was it?
እንኳን ደስ አለህ እንዴት ነበር አጠቃላይ ውድድሩ
አመሰግናለሁ መጀመሪያ
እግዚአብሔርን
አመሰግናለሁ
I want to thank God first
ምክንያቱም
እግዚአብሔር
ሁሉም ነገር ያሳምናል እኔ ያው ተዘጋጅቻለሁ ለማሸነፍ ነው የሰራው እግዚአብሔርም ረድቶኛል በጣም ደስ ብሎኛል ያው ህልሜ ነበር ወርልድ ሻምፒዮን ለማሸነፍ አሸንፍም ያው ተሳክቻለሁ የመጀመሪያ ነው ገና ቀጥላለሁ ኦሎምፒክ ላይ
This is my first win in the world champion it was my dream and I tried to prepare myself for a long time and God helped me he said
Thanks for listening to the World Athletics podcast If you're loving the coverage from these championships there is a lot more to discover from the World Athletics family The best place to start is worldathletics.org There's a section at that bottom of the page with links to our Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube feeds. And listen, our social media is absolutely out of control. It's amazing. And it's not hard to find us, to be honest. We're World Athletics, all one word, on all the best platforms.